Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
We didn't talk much about this. I didn't bring it up because I thought it was overblown, and I didn't want to sound like a sexist pig. But on Monday, they made a big deal out of the first women, all-women crewed space mission.
Yeah.
And my first thought on that was like, well, they're not really crew, because the Blue Origin flights, they go straight up for 11 minutes and come straight down. And by description, it's called an autonomous vehicle. It flies itself. There is no crew. There are passengers. It's the same thing William Shatner did not too long ago. Uh-huh. They flew up. You get to see for 4 minutes you're in space. You get to see the Earth. It's an incredibly cool tourist experience, but it's not crewing a spaceship.
You're saying there's nobody in charge, no pilots or anything?
No, it's all automated.
I would not do that to save my life.
I don't think it'd matter to me. Either way, I wouldn't do it.
But what happens if there's a malfunction?
Like, then it wrecks. It blows up. What do you think happens if there's a malfunction with a crew? No. Look at the space shuttle. They still blow up.
I'm saying malfunction, all of a sudden you're stuck up there. It's like, oh, it's not coming back down.
You can't get stuck. All it does is go up and falls back down. There's no flying. It just goes up and it comes down.
It's like a bottle rocket. It just goes straight up.
It's coming back.
I got you. Right.
The only malfunction you could have, it has parachutes. And if that doesn't go off, it doesn't matter if there's someone crewing it or not. You're in trouble.
I feel like if you have enough money to go to space, you can have enough money to have a pilot to pay for the pilot to land you safely.
Well, that's not how Blue Origin does their thing. So the big thing about this, I didn't want to, you know, poo-poo on the whole, oh, it's all when Katy Perry was on this flight. Yeah. Gayle King was on this flight. And Jeff Bezos' fiance was on the flight. So they made this big deal out of it. Oh, women power, go women. And I just was like, well, to me, it's almost embarrassing for women because they didn't.
You're just sitting there.
They didn't do anything. I mean, make a big deal out of the NASA people who actually do have women who go and crew these things.
Yeah.
But I didn't say anything because, like I said, I didn't want to look like a sexist pig. But then several people have spoken up that are women who said the same thing.
Oh.
Emily Ratajkowski, I think is not how you say her name, but that's how I do it. She's a model. She's on X a lot, Twitter, and she basically said the same thing. She's like, this is embarrassing for women. It's not something where it's almost like, oh, women weren't doing the real thing, but we're going to make a big deal out of these people who are rich and can afford something. She's like, people down on Earth can't buy eggs, and you got these billionaire wives and girlfriends and stuff that are going up into space and wasting God knows how much money to do it.
I heard someone say, or read someone say, it's like a fair ride for rich people.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly that.
The drop zone.
Yeah. I thought what was funny is Tom was looking through the pictures. Every one of the girls' pictures were filtered. There's no blemish, no wrinkles, anything on any of these photos that they took in space.
At least they looked hot. There you go.
Honestly, you can tell it's blurred out. It's the movie star glam shot.
And here's another thing people complained about. Once they got into space, they got 4 minutes. Katy Perry sang some song from her album and held up this butterfly that has her set list for what she plays on tour. One of the women, I think it was Bezos' fiance, held up a stuffed animal from a kid's book that she wrote. They were all marketing stuff while they did this.
I thought Katy Perry sang What a Wonderful World.
I could be wrong about what she sang, but the set list she held up was on the butterfly.
And was Katy Perry like Bezos' daughter likes Katy Perry? Is that one of the reasons why she got to go up or something
I don't really, this all is annoying to me.
I won't be friends with Bezos.
It feels like it was like a publicity thing. Like, are they just trying to promote the rocket ship?
Well, but that's okay,
Which is probably true, but like the making the big deal out of it being an all-women crew when it was really just, it's like I said, it's a rich people's fair ride.
And they said, I read also that Gail King, the last time they did this, she was putting it down.
Oh, and now she's
now
all sudden
she
on
goes and goes on it. I don't like her.
Olivia Wilde also said something about it because I guess one of the people who flew up was showing them getting off the ground and showing, I guess, Katy Perry kissing the ground. And they were like, oh, getting off a commercial flight in 2025. Like this was some kind of commercial airline flight.
I'm going to do that next time I fly American.
Spirit Airlines, like, we landed.
She wrote, oh, $1 billion bought some good memes, I guess.
Oh, snap.
You say it's a rich people's like fair ride. I wonder if the carnies are all dressed up like in a, you know, tuxedo before they push the button.
Yeah. And the one game they're not going to have is guess your weight.
Yeah. Well, you got to know the weight when you're going into space,
yeah,
don't you?
In space is zero. They're like, yeah, guess my weight right now.
I'm going to space, y'all. Yeah.
But it's interesting because a lot of people have spoken up now, even Amy Schumer, who I never agree with. And Wendy's got in on the act. Wendy's, the fast food chain, actually posted a picture of Katy Perry and said, can we send her back?
I'm going to Wendy's today because of that.
What's the beef with her and Wendy's?
You know, I don't know, but then Kesha got involved by posting a picture of herself with a drinking from a Wendy's cup and smiling.
I like Kesha.
But Kesha doesn't like Katy Perry because Katy Perry works with Kesha's old producer, Dr. Luke, or whatever his name is. And so they got a beef going on, I guess, there. So this whole thing turned into a giant drama fest.
A big joke.
It's kind of turned into that, yes.
That's one heck of a girl's night out right there, ain't it?
Yeah. No, I didn't see any cosmopolitans in their hands.
It was out of this world.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Megan Eby's hanging out with us this week because Tori's out on maternity leave. Well, we talked about this a little bit earlier. You know, all guys, they love compliments. But they ask women, what do you think your man likes to be complimented about or on?
Well, I think that's the deal, is everyone loves compliments, men or women. But I think men like compliments about different things than women like compliments about. Like, you can get women compliments on their looks and things like that. Mm-hmm. I don't think guys care as much about that.
Well, but they were mentioned, looks, and their body. Like you know, if she
now,
says
body,
something.
I can see.
If she says something about your dad bods, like, I like your little chunky dad bod.
Are you really packing all the pounds there,
that
buddy?
That wasn't what I was thinking. I was like, if you've been with the gym, and she's like, I noticed you started to put on some more muscle. I think that'd be a compliment.
Your dad bod's so cute. Let me just poke your belly button.
Why is it okay to say, look, you lost some weight? And it's not okay to say, you've gained some weight.
I will punch you.
Well, I mean, when you say you've lost weight, you're insinuating they were fatter.
Yeah, but now they're in a good spot. Otherwise, you're saying, oh, you were good, but now you're not. Yeah.
Okay, these are compliments. They ask the women, what do you think your man likes to be complimented about? And that is how well they do their job.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're doing a good job now, but you could do a whole lot better.
That's not a good compliment.
Oh, okay.
We never hear that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Cato, you're doing a great job.
You are too, Tom.
Thank you.
Women think that men want to be complimented about their intelligence. Absolutely.
Yeah, they'd love to mansplain everything to you.
No,
so.
Okay, let's not be sarcastic.
And I think it depends on the man. I think some men would take that as being sarcastic. Like, if some people got a compliment about their intelligence and they don't think they're that intelligent, they might not feel that way.
Well, same thing about body, too. What if she's sitting there bragging about your body? And you know, okay, you know what? I've not worked out in 12 months.
The difference is you could have improved your body. But your intelligence is not likely to have gone up.
Okay.
You're like, you could be fat, but you lost some weight. You still lost some weight. That's something you can compliment on. If your IQ is room temperature, it's room temperature.
Okay. Women think that men want to be complimented about them smelling nice. You smell so good.
Hmm.
I'm like, I don't think I care about that.
Well, I mean, I think women may like that too.
I think either of if you happen to be wearing a cologne that you picked out.
Yeah.
Well, I told Megan when she came in earlier this week, I said, well, God, you smell good. I'm not going to tell you what she said back to me.
I bet I know. Did she say she farted?
And I knew we were going to be besties.
Was it her deodorant? What was it, though, really?
I think it's her perfume. You're the one sensitive to smells. Yeah. I'm so sure. I'm so shocked you haven't.
Do you know, it's my husband's cologne because I love it so much on him that I started wearing it.
What is it?
It's a Tom Ford tobacco.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I just have Marlboro tobacco. Yeah. Yeah.
It's when he goes out in the smoking area, hangs out with the smokers back there.
It's the natural, authentic one.
We'll write that down.
Tom Ford tobacco. Like,
men love compliments. They ask women, what do you think your man likes to be complimented on? His car. So I think especially, you know, when you are younger, cars are a big deal for guys.
Yeah.
So
I don't know that it has to be younger. I mean, men buy nice cars all through their lives.
Yeah, but when you're younger, you keep it clean, Tom.
I never kept my car clean.
You didn't?
Never.
But I think after you've been married for a while and your wife has been in your car several times, she ain't going to be complimenting you about your car.
No.
Yeah. It depends on the car and the person. Because, like, my wife, like, she still talks about my car. I got a Corvette. She's like, that's cool.
All right. Another thing that men like to be complimented on, according to the women, what they think is, oh, you're so strong. Oh, look at those muscles. Oh, look at you. Open that jar for me.
I literally just told my husband because I was telling him, I'm like, you don't realize like how strong men are. Like, they really are strong. Like, I was trying to dig a hole to put a plant in it, and I couldn't do it. And he did it in like one scoop. And I was like, you're not even like a muscle man, and you're so strong.
Oh,
and
he goes, wow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're amazing with the compliments.
That's a really
That's something I need to work
one.
On. I do know. I know.
Yeah. So, and then finally they said something that what the women think guys want to be complimented on. Oh, you're a good little kisser.
Yeah, Tom,
that could
like
be awkward. I mean, I've been told that before, but it's something I, you know, go around soliciting or anything.
You have been talking about since you were told that.
No, I said I definitely enjoyed it, but I don't go around asking for people.
But when Jamie comes to you and says, hey, you know what? You are really a good little kisser.
I
mean, that's not
speeches.
A conversation you have after you've been married for a while.
Yeah, I guess it's like a new one.
Yeah,
it's a known fact that you're a good
kisser. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, they don't like how I tell a story, but many years ago, whenever I was single, we got into this argument, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I solicited for listeners to come in and to kiss me and to rate my kissing. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I got a 9.5 out of a 10 from this person.
I don't recall.
And also cold sores.
Yeah. The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
We have got Jennifer Wood from Welford. She is with us on the show this morning, and she is going to get to play Tic-Tac-Doe with us. We're celebrating two new game shows on the Game Show Network, Tic-Tac-Doe followed by Bingo Blitz weeknight starting at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
And contestants on Tic-Tac-Doe compete to place three of their marks in a row on a giant trivia board with a dragon in the grand prize round, making strategic moves to try to block the other players from winning.
Yeah.
And the players have a chance to win $10,000. We do not have 10 grand, but we do have $100 to give away today.
Yeah.
And so here's what we're going to do. We've got Jennifer on the line. Jennifer, I've got three categories, and we are going to give you three trivia questions in those categories. If you get all three of them right, you win $100.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
You got this, Jennifer.
Thank you.
We're going to start with the category, Put Your Dukes Up.
Oh.
All right.
All right. What kind of clothing is often referred to as Daisy Dukes? Is it denim shorts, leg warmers, or bell bottoms?
I'm wearing them right now.
Shorts. I hope you are.
Yes, denim shorts. That is correct.
Yeah.
All right. Question number two. The category is Hop Hop.
Okay.
It's just in time for Easter.
Oh. Which fruit-flavored breakfast cereal has a white rabbit mascot? They're for kids.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Oh, Trix.
Trix.
Yes!
That is correct.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to give me an ABC.
Okay, not Trix. On that one, yes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Some of them they do, and some of them don't.
And I hate that. When I was in school, you know what?
Yes.
Like, it's not going to be multiple choice today or true false. I like true false because you got 50-50 chance.
And if it was like this where it's mixed up, the ones where I had to answer were blank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I turned them in blank.
No.
Sorry.
All right, you got two out of three. You were
on
your way to
yes,
$100
girl.
This morning. The category is Sounds Fishy.
Okay.
A fish named Charlie is the mascot of what tuna company?
Oh, no. Oh,
that's a tough one.
What's the best tuna?
Chicken of the sea? I don't know.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's Darkest.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know if I would have gotten that.
I knew that.
Oh. Is, Chicken of the Sea, is that a brand?
No. Yes, it is a brand, I think, isn't it?
No, it's just called Chicken of the Sea. Yeah.
That's the slogan.
Yeah,
and
that's
my bad. Because I thought it was Chicken of the Sea.
That's all right. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? Here's the good news. You're still going to be qualified to win one of the final prizes. I guess we would call it a consolation prize. But we're putting all the money from people who didn't get one right into a pot and drawing at the end of the week.
Yes.
So there's a chance. This is crazy. You could win more than you would have won today in the consolation prize.
That's what we're manifesting.
Yes,
here.
Absolutely.
Don't go anywhere. Kato will get all your details so you go into that drawing.
I feel bad. I feel like that was my fault.
Well, I don't think she had any idea.
No, it's his fault. Go ahead, let him take it.
Yeah. We can feel that blame it shame. On him.
Yes.
That's right.
You'll have to give him credit if you win the big prize at the end.
Yeah, okay.
Well, don't forget to watch Tic Tac Toe followed by Bingo Blitz weeknight 7 o'clock Eastern on Game Show Network.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Megan Eby's hanging out with us while Tori is on maternity leave.
I got to ask you guys a question because I just read this statistic today and I think it is crazy wrong.
Okay.
They say that 9% of Americans cannot park in their garage because it's full of junk. 9% sounds incredibly low to me.
I would agree.
That is super low.
If you're looking at my neighborhood, I would say it's closer to half the people have two cars in their driveway because their garage is so full of stuff.
I agree. Yeah.
I was shocked at that. I don't know where these people are that actually have clean garages, but it's not anywhere I've ever seen. But they say 31% of Americans, so about one out of three people, say their garage is at least half filled with clutter, and 10% of them said it's so full they can't even park in it.
So I do have a two-car garage, but I can only fit one car in it.
I have friends like that. Yeah. Other side's like a workshop.
It's kind of it's just tiny doors. They're making the doors smaller on those.
I do agree with that. I think they're making them smaller.
Or I can't park in the garage very well.
I think they're making cars bigger these days.
You think so?
The garage is smaller.
I mean, I have a friend that just moved into a townhouse with a one-car garage, and she moved in right before the winter. And I said, are you going to get that cleaned? Because she's at Otterbox. I'm, are you going to get that cleaned out to put your car in there? She's still parking. I'm like, girl, I ought to put every box in my kitchen to park my car in a garage.
I know, right?
It's a luxury for me. I've had one, and I don't now.
In the colder months. Yeah. Like in the summer, it don't matter as much.
It does, because the car's so hot when you get in there.
Okay, I guess during the day. I think about in the mornings when you're going to work.
Yes.
Because it's dark for us most of the time.
Yeah, well, when we lived in Tampa, I'd have to park on the streets sometimes, and that was no fun getting in your car on an afternoon.
Well, I've got that Reynolds Wrap, like, shield that goes in my windshield, you know?
And those are a pain in the neck.
Yeah, they
are. It's the Reynolds Wrap.
I'm not responsible enough to have that and put that up. So.
Exactly.
You
got to store them and fold them back up.
Well, you can fold them in a round circle now. It's kind of like a magic trick. It's like, you know, you get it just right and then you can shove it underneath your seat.
But I remember how many people have bought them and then forget to put them up when they get out of their car.
Right. Or just are too lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, out of four people said their garage is clutter-free. My wife every year does spring cleaning in the garage.
Oh, good.
And so for a month, our garage is very nice and clutter-free. And by the end of a month, we've already started piling crap up in front of the cars and all over.
Now, when you say we, do you mean me? Because we see the office in here or stuff that you leave laying around over here.
No, my wife's got a ton of garbage in there, too.
Okay.
There's all kind of stuff stacked in front of her minivan.
He's got two oatmeal bowls in there that have had oatmeal in them for almost a year and a half now.
You don't know if he's going to get hungry.
But with crusty oatmeal?
Yeah.
It's nasty.
It's water sitting in it.
Not anymore. It evaporated.
Yes. It's crusty, dried oatmeal. You know, I don't think you can clean these bowls.
I keep saying I'm going to throw them out. And I
don't you throw my bowls out.
When you come in and they're not there.
Don't throw my bowls out.
It wouldn't be me.
At least let him put those in his garage.
Well, they found we use a significant portion of our home for storage. Yeah. At least 100 square feet for most of us. That's a 10 by 10 room.
Oh, yeah.
And about one out of five people say they've got 500 square feet, which is the size of a two-car garage that they're using for storage. We have a room that is strictly used for storage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have two bedrooms for that.
Two bedrooms.
Yeah. I got two I call them junk rooms, but I've been cleaning out, so a lot of it is stuff I'm taking to donate.
You know, you get up in your attic, too, and you see that it's shrinking as you put stuff in the attic. It's kind of like the bars on your cell phone that go down, you know.
Yes.
I've got 8% left in my attic storage. And so you start calculating what you're going to put in the attic.
We literally just cleaned out our attic, and I'm like, we need to clean out our garage because it's like we clean out the attic, so now we're like, oh, don't put it in the clean attic. Like, just put it out the garage.
Well, they say that the worst thing is 71% of people said whenever they go and buy something, they know they have, but they can't find. Like, they know they've got it in storage somewhere, but it's more trouble to find it than it is to just go buy a new one.
But do you realize, though, like 50 years from now, all that stuff and clutter that's in your house, and I'm guilty, is going to be somebody else's pain. Like, somebody else has got all
better
that
than
stuff.
Me.
Yeah.
I was about to say, that's what I'm looking forward to, is like, at least when I die, someone else got to clean up the mess.
I tell you, I had to do that after my dad because he wouldn't let us do it beforehand. And it was crazy. And so I've been trying to get cleaned out because I looked at my sister, because I'm single, I ain't got no kids. My imaginary kids,
they're not going to help.
Do it.
But I told my sister, I'm like, you know, you're going to be the one coming in and cleaning up after me. She goes, you better get it organized. I'm like, I'm trying. I'm getting all my passwords written down for her for all my stuff. I'm getting prepared.
Are you planning on dying?
No, but you know, my lifestyle, I'm surprised I have it.
That's true.
You should see some of the Torture Tuesdays we have planned for them in the near future.
You never know. But
That's what they have those companies, too. Like they'll come in and do the estate sales, and a lot of that you just let them deal with.
Oh, my stuff's not going to be worth anything.
But clutter in the garage, in the attic, clutter on your phone now because you got the digital clutter that's all on that. Your computer's got all kinds of clutter.
Yes.
I tell you, I don't know what it is about my phone, but usually after a weekend, I will sit there. I'll go through all the pictures I've taken, delete blurred ones. I'll go through all text messages that are just, hey, how you doing? Yeah. Delete all that. I'll go through my trash folder on my email and go through that, make sure I'm not deleting and delete
my sad.
Yeah. It's not sad. I feel like I've gotten a weight off my shoulder.
You should see Tom's cell phone. He's waiting for his kids to clean that off when he dies.
Ain't going to be me.
Y'all don't want to see my notifications. It's awful.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you know, running or hitting the gym is a great way to relieve stress, but there's an activity that you might find more fun, and it could be even better for you. Easy to do.
Is it sitting on the couch watching TV?
It's not that.
Darn.
Scrolling TikTok.
No.
Don't know if I agree with your initial statement. I don't know that running is a great way to relieve stress. There have to be better ways than that.
And people that run, they say that it does. Right. Although it stresses me out at 5:30 in the morning when I can't see them on my dark road.
I'm not saying it doesn't relieve stress. I'm just saying it's not a great way.
He stressed the word great there.
There has to be a great way that doesn't involve running.
True. Well, this way, you're actually born with this, really.
I was going to say pickleball because it's so popular.
No. Study found that dancing might be the best way to relieve stress.
Woo-hoo!
Because it combines four different natural stress relievers.
Oh.
Music.
Alcohol?
No.
Yes.
Music. Rhythm, movement, and socialization.
Yeah.
You combine all four of those. All four of them are stress relievers.
If I am doing, first of all, stress, I don't think that socialization is necessarily stress relief for every person.
Well, you like to hibernate.
Some people are not as into socialization, but.
Or movement, too.
I'm with Kato. I think that if I'm dancing, there's alcohol probably involved.
And the way that you dance, I mean, I've seen dogs that look stressed.
That's where I got the moves from. It's like when a dog hunches someone's leg, that's where I got my dance moves.
Okay, but not all people.
From nature.
Not all people use alcohol while they're dancing.
I didn't say all. I'm saying that's a lot of people. The alcohol is part of it.
Now, are you a dancer?
I am a dancer.
You
listen,
love it.
I love it. I'm like, I just want to go dancing. I feel like y'all are boys, so y'all have never had the urge like, I just want to go dance with my girlfriends. And it is such a stress relief.
Well, also, you got all the TikTok dances, all the social media dances out there right now where you're trying to learn that dance. Now, that can be stressful sometimes because you put the phone up to kind of match the music with whatever they're doing on the
My kids are making fun of me while I'm trying to learn it.
Yeah, and that's kind of fun to see the daughters.
Yeah.
And not a lot of guys are getting their, dad,
no.
Hey, Dad, let's go do a TikTok video.
I see some, though.
Yeah.
I see some.
But they say dancing to music at home is even a stress reliever. Even if you're sitting down, tapping your feet, however you are doing it, because the rhythm is involved there. The movement is involved there. Dance-based exercise routines also very good for you.
Like Zumba.
Zumba is one of them.
I do the Roomba. I watch my Roomba go around.
Oh my gosh!
I dancing is something that just doesn't make sense to me.
It
just seems like a waste of time. You're just moving around.
You're crazy.
It's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. Especially slow dancing with your wife.
Slow dancing, I don't think, is what they're talking about here.
He's wanting to smooch. He's wanting to.
Yeah. Why dance?
When I'm babysitting, we'll throw on those kids' songs. And right now it's a spooky, scary skeleton.
Yeah.
They're still stuck on that.
Right.
And we will crank it up on the Bluetooth and we will dance and just laugh.
Some of my favorite videos to watch on social media are the little kids.
Little
and there was one dancing and singing to Bruno Mars the other day. It had to be 2 years old. And they were bouncing up and down in their diaper and they were singing the song.
See, it's a natural thing.
You're
born
with it.
Do.
Well, not everybody,
no,
I guess.
Poor Tom.
I don't think I danced when I was two.
We're going dancing,
Tom was one of the kids that didn't dance.
Oh, no. But
let's have a fundraiser for kids not born with dancing abilities.
I get the money.
GoFundMe page.
Yeah.
Kids that can't dance.
But you say all that, and that's the whole thing. My whole life, I've been made fun of if I ever try to dance. So why would I want to dance?
Well, if you dance, they say it's even better when you dance with other people.
Yes.
And there's physical contact involved.
Oh, yeah.
So go out there, cut a rug this weekend, and you might even feel more relaxed if you're just cutting a rug and having a good time dancing.
And as someone who's single and lives alone, you don't always have to have someone.
You don't.
You just have a couple of cocktails while you. I know. I don't feel bad.
Yeah.
I have a couple of cocktails while you're doing some cleaning around the house.
I
music
love it.
Cranked up.
Yeah.
And you're going from one room to the next. You know,
there's
you just
bebop and put.
You
stuff
may electric
away.
Slide down the hall or
boogie,
Cupid
woogie,
shuffle
woogie.
To the bathroom.
Yeah, but if you're drinking and doing chores, like you go back, you look the whole house. Like, I skipped a room right there.
Look at sloppy.
Oh, I forgot to vacuum that room.
Yeah.
I did two swipes of the duster, and you could tell I didn't finish that table.
Oh, yeah. Don't do windows while you've been drinking.
No,
there's streaks
all over
the place.
Tom, I'll give you dance lessons.
We'll dance. I don't need them at this point.
Let's do it.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, I don't. I don't need to dance.
Play a good song coming up. We're going to dance in the
studio.
That's
right.
Okay. I'm going to find something we can all dance to.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I've got some bad news for those of us in this room, but good news for all of you out there. Oh, scientists have found the perfect way to wake up, and it could cost you a little money, but it's pretty easy to do.
Slowly.
Unfortunately for us, we're out of luck because it involves sunshine. We get up before the sun. But a study found the best way to wake up is to let some sunlight in shortly before your alarm goes off. The sweet spot is 20 minutes, and they've actually got some automated curtains that will do this. They sell these gadgets for $150 that will open your curtains 20 minutes before you're supposed to wake up, so you get some sunlight coming into the room. It's supposed to make your body clock start to feel like it should come out of the deep sleep, and then that way, by the time your alarm goes off, you're ready to wake up.
Hadn't you ever been a teen and your mom and dad comes in there to wake you up and they jerk the curtains back and the sun's right in your eye and all it does is make you mad?
But that's if they jerk it back and wake you up. This is it opens at 20 minutes before you wake up and then you slowly come out of the deep sleep and then whenever the alarm goes off, you've already been lifted out of that deep sleep.
I don't like it because here's the reason why. You're on vacation. And you forgot to close the blinds all the way. And
then
the moment you're laying there and all of a sudden that sun just hits right in your face. And
see, like, y'all are describing these instant moments, though.
You get so irritated and you get so grumpy. It's almost, I bet it feels like when, you know, you raise that casket lid off of Dracula and he gets that light.
You're saying it's instant, but I mean, if you open it 20 minutes before, that's going to be instant in your face.
And it doesn't open the curtain all the way open. It slowly opens. The curtain.
I was in a hotel room. A friend of mine went to get a bottled water at the cooler right in front of the curtain, the blackout curtains.
Yeah.
Left it just a tad and up and for it to be shining in my eye. You don't think I could not have slept there 20. I'm like, close that up.
It's the one beam of light and it will follow you around even as you turn on your pillow. You're like, okay. And all of a sudden it's there again. And you're too lazy to get up to actually close it.
Yeah.
Didn't they make there's an alarm clock that's
there
like,
is.
That is.
And
like
they studied
sunlight.
The alarm clock. They said it's not as good, but it does do the same kind of a thing though, where it slowly
it's
gets
synthetic.
Brighter and it kind of helps you wake up.
I just like four alarms every 15 minutes.
You know what though, you think about most of the time when you do get up, and I see what they're kind of doing here, you want a gentle wake up.
Yes.
You
yeah.
want somebody to like nudge you or like, well, let's say when mama used to wake
nice
you up for school.
No,
yeah.
it's not on yeah. that.
What? Your mom would come in and say, hey, honey, it's time to get up. She'd pat you on the back or whatever.
That's maybe the first time I don't remember. And then the last time I got to get up, it's screaming and singing.
Well, that's after five times of her trying to wake you up.
Then that's why you have all the alarms.
You have issues,
man.
Your
mama was yelling at you finally.
But if mom came in and got right down your face going, you get up right now, first time, that wouldn't be fun.
No.
You're not setting the day right.
Yeah.
I wonder if somebody has a job you could pay, like, hey, you know, at 5 o'clock in the morning, would you come over and just nudge me? Kato, you got to go to work. Get up.
I think it wasn't the first alarm clock. It was a guy who would come and tap on the windows, like back in the day before
alarm
clocks.
Oh, like a town crier or something.
Yeah, like he would go tap on the windows to wake people
you
up.
You get shot doing that now.
Yeah. What I'm missing hotel rooms or wake-up calls. They don't do those anymore, do they?
They don't?
Do they?
Yeah, I mean, you don't really need them. You got your phone.
Yeah, but I hate the sound of my alarm clock on my phone.
Well, you can change it.
If I do, I'll just sleep through that.
Okay.
I've gotten used to hating it.
You're very difficult.
That's what I'm told.
Yes. They're not lying. I will say, you guys are talking about the hotel room, so I've become an expert at sealing off the room. I get like the couch and I start putting the cushions up against the curtain on the side of it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like the keeper of the family to make sure that we can sleep as late as we want to.
Does your back hurt from carrying the weight of the family?
Carrying the whole family around.
I have friends that are good at sealing off the room. They'll put a towel in front of the door.
Yeah.
And they'll turn the fans on in the bathrooms.
Okay, I don't do that.
They'll shut the door.
That's embarrassing.
Sometimes you turn the hot water on.
You're smoking when you shouldn't be.
He's talking about going to the bathroom.
No, he's not smoking in a room that's non-smoking.
Oh, is that what you're talking about? I thought you were talking about going to the bathroom because it's so embarrassing when you go on a trip with people and you don't know them. You might stay in the same hotel room.
That
or
is
whatever,
the most embarrassing.
And it's time for you to go to the restroom, and then you do the same thing. You roll up that towel, you turn on the water.
And they got the bed closest to the bathroom.
Exactly.
I tried to turn on the sink, and all it did was just, it wasn't louder, it just splashed out.
Honestly, I'd rather you smoke in my face than to do that.
I kind of agree with that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.